Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Celebrations and a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, but will it last? Let's get started. What an extraordinary week it has been, and what a dramatic night it is. A new day here. We're entering day 9 of the Israel-Hamas conflict, and there is a ceasefire. When word spread of the agreement, this is what it sounded like in Gaza City. People took to the streets, massive traffic and crowds as people celebrated, Gazans celebrated what they saw as a victory for Hamas and for Gaza. The question tonight, will the ceasefire hold, or will all of this cheering end and rockets once again crisscross over the borders? Will all these people once again take cover in their homes? Will the celebrations end and the fear return? For U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Egypt President Mohamed Morsi, who pushed for the ceasefire, the hope is, of course, the deal will stick. The agreement calls for a discussion on a number of issues, including freedom of movement for Palestinians in and out of Gaza, and a commitment by Israel not to target militants within Gaza, also a commitment from militant groups in Gaza, Hamas included, to halt rocket fire into Israel. Again, a discussion. Nothing is a done deal. Over the next hour, we're going to look at the negotiations still happening now. We'll also hear from the spokeswoman for the Israeli Defense Forces and from the leader of Hamas. Plus, our reporters on the ground and a whole lot more. We begin with a look at what has transpired over just the last 24 hours. And it's remarkable there's a ceasefire at this hour when you consider how this Wednesday started off. Take a look.
At midday, no sign of a truce yet when a city bus is bombed in Tel Aviv. At least 24 people are wounded. Israeli police say terrorists left 2 bombs on the bus and fled. Only one exploded. Hamas praised the attack near the headquarters of the Israeli Defense Forces, but the group didn't claim responsibility. Farther south, an Israeli home was hit by a rocket, room after room left in ruins. According to the Israeli military, more than 60 rockets were fired from Gaza today, with more than 40 landing in southern Israel. The others were intercepted. Across the border in Gaza, several large explosions throughout the morning and afternoon. 100 strikes confirmed by Israeli authorities today before the ceasefire. The skyline of Gaza City covered in smoke, the city on edge. On some streets, buildings were turned to rubble. CNN's Arwa Damon got a look at what's left behind.
There used to be a small, fairly well-known shop here that actually has branches throughout the city selling wedding dresses, party dresses. There's a bouquet lying back in there amidst the rubble. It appears that in this case, the target of the strike was the police station behind it.
But this evening, local time, after intense hours of negotiations, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi announced a ceasefire.
The United States welcomes the agreement today for a ceasefire in Gaza. For it to hold, the rocket attacks must end, a broader calm return.
A short time later in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talks with reporters.
I know there are those who expect an even more intense military response, and that may perhaps be needed. But at this time, the right thing for the State of Israel is to exhaust this opportunity to obtain a long-term ceasefire.
Throughout Gaza, celebratory gunfire rings out. The leader of Hamas remains defiant.
Israel, in all its goals, have failed. Thanks to God.